So today in the gospel, Jesus speaks about love. So I'm going to need some volunteers if anybody wants to help me. Somebody, yes, ma'am, why don't you come up? And then you, why don't you come up? Does anybody else want to help? Yes, ma'am. And how about on this side, any of the seniors want to help? You do? Come on up. Come on up. All right, so inside my bag here, I've got a group of things that either I love or someone else loves. So I thought what we do is play a little game. We pick something out of the bag, and then you guess. Is this something Father TJ loves, or is it something somebody else loves? And then why do you think that people love it? So here, you want to go first? Why don't you grab something out of there? What's that? Rockets. So you think that's something that I love or something that other people love?
Both?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But this week it was really, really hard to love the Rockets. Really, really hard to love the Rockets. But they are. They're my team. They're my favorite sports team. I love watching them. I love going to the games. I love basketball. I hope they're better next year than they were this year. But it is. It is. Rockets is something that I love and that other people love, especially when they're rolling. A lot of people love them. How about something else? What else do either I love or somebody else loves?
Star Wars. Probably everyone.
Yes, Star Wars is something I love. I love Star Wars. I love watching the movies. I love the imagery that's there. I love being able to try to draw a connection sometimes and preaching about things like the Force or the dark side or lightsabers and those kind of things. So yes, Star Wars is something that I love and a lot of people love. A lot of people love it so much that it's now the number one movie of all time, the one that just came out in December. So yes, Star Wars is something. How about, what else? Do either I love, somebody else loves?
Hairbrush.
Yeah, that's right. A hairbrush and a mirror. And do you think?
Not you.
Not me. Yeah, that's right. But you know, there are some people who love looking at themselves in the mirror. Like, look how beautiful I am. Right? And maybe you know somebody, or maybe you're one of these people that you can't walk by a mirror without, like, oh, wait, hold on. Well, let me make sure everything is right. Right? But some people do because they put so much importance on their appearance. So that's something that some people love. What else? How about something else that might be in the bag? A balloon? Oh, what's that? Do you recognize it? Is it a phone?
Like, what is it?
Like, you don't remember what phones look like back in 2008. Like, it's not a smartphone. How could this possibly be a phone, right? But what about this? Is this something that a lot of people love? Yes. People love this more than they love, like, watching the road in front of them now. You ever notice that? I mean, you know that the average teenager is on their smartphone, their phone device, about 6 to 7 hours every day? Okay, that's pretty crazy. That means you're a lot of time that shows you really love looking at the phone, right? I got a couple more things in the bag. Any other volunteers want to help? Anybody? Yes, ma'am. How about you? And yes. Come on up. All right, why don't you reach in here? What else do we love? Here you go. I'm going to let you hold on to that one.
Money.
And what do you think?
Everyone loves money.
Do you think that I love money?
Yes.
Okay. So that's exactly why I became a priest. Because I love money. No. No, that's not right. No, but money is something that we love. We love to have money. We love when it's in our wallet or our purse, or we love when it's on our bank account, because we think that we can find happiness if we just have a little bit of money. That maybe if I get this house, if I get this car, if I buy this thing, if I get this pair of shoes, I'll be happy. But not necessarily does that always work out. And the last thing that's in the bag, who's the last volunteer that came out? One more thing in there.
Oh, I like these.
So yes? What is it? Tell everybody what it is.
It's chocolate.
It's chocolate. Now, who here loves chocolate? Who here, when you're hungry, you know, when you're like, oh, I'm just in a bad mood, having a bad day, you reach for some chocolate? Right? We love chocolate because it tastes so good when we put it in our mouth and it melts and it's got that sweet taste. It's so yummy. But these are all things that we love. But here's the deal. See, we misunderstand the term love. Like, see, some people love the Rockets or love chocolate or love Star Wars. They love their smartphone. But does that love us back? No, it doesn't love us back. Money doesn't love us back. It doesn't care how we spend it, right? But that's not what the meaning of love is. Love isn't these things that we say, okay, well, these things bring us comfort for a little while. These are things that we enjoy having, but it's not something that replaces the great gift of love, which can only come from one place, and that's from where? It comes from God. But Jesus told us today in the gospel that I love you. and I give you a new command. Now, the poor people that were back in the day, like, they knew about the law, and they knew about what God was telling us, because here's one more prop here in the bag. What's this? It's the Bible. Okay, so the people that knew about the Bible, they knew that the first five books of the Bible were called the Torah, the law. And they knew that there was over 600 laws in the Torah. And Jesus says, hey guys, I got one more law for you. And I'm sure people are like, one more law? Are you kidding me? We have 600 of them. You wrote them all down for us. But Jesus says, this is the command. Love one another how? As I have loved you. Okay, so don't love things like chocolate loves us, or Star Wars loves us, or the Rockets loves us. Love like Christ loves. And Christ's love knew no bounds. He said, I give everything to you. I give my flesh, I give my blood, I give my sweat, I give my tears, I give my life for you because I love. That's what love truly is. It's not these other things that we often throw out and say, I love my new phone, I love chocolate, I love all of these things. They're not what's going to make us happy. What's going to make us happy is the love of God that comes into our hearts. And so my friends, especially those of you graduating soon, remember, you're not going to find love anywhere else. The definition of the world, love, is different from God's definition. God's definition of love is unconditional. It's, I will love you no matter what. I'm here for you no matter what. So whenever you go forth from this place and you wonder, well, who was it that really loved me? Hope you remember these times here in Incarnate Word. Your parents, your family, your friends, your classmates, your teachers who love you. God who loves you. Who created you, brought you into existence, and says, I'm here for you. Let us never forget that our Lord is here for us. His love is incredible. And He will never leave us. He will never abandon us. He will never change how He feels about us. That is the command of love that our God gives us. Two other women that showed what it means to love are two that we celebrate today. We began Mass with a special procession today, and that was for what? For Mary, for the May crowning. We brought up the crown of flowers to her to say, Mary, thank you. In this church, named after the Annunciation, when the angel appeared to Mary and said, Mary, can you be the mother of the Son of God? And she said yes. She said yes because she loved. Because she knew what love meant. She knew what love looked like. And she said, yes, I will follow you. And so we give thanks and praise to our Mother Mary for saying yes to God's call, for showing us how to love. And so if we ever need to look at an example of how to love, let's look to our Mother Mary, who said, yes, Lord, I love you. The other woman that we celebrate today is St. Catherine of Siena, Doctor of the Church, who in the opening prayer we prayed, may the love that she shared come into our hearts, and that's what we pray for today. We pray that we may be like St. Catherine of Siena, that the love of God may come into our hearts and transform us so that we may know what it means to love. My friends, let us follow the command of our Lord Jesus to love others as He loved us. To be able to understand what love really means. Not to get caught up with the other definitions of love. And to be confused with what love truly is. But we ask the Lord of love to come in our hearts today. To fill us. To inspire us with His love. So that we may know how much He cares for us. And may we share that love that's in our hearts that the Lord's placed there with the rest of the world. So that everyone we come in contact with may know the great love of our God.